Them other guys ain't got no style. We know what's up before we go down. This is the rundown. This is the rundown. If you ain't know the deal, I bet you know now. This is the fans' voice. You little vocal. This what the people need and what they want now. This is the rundown. This is the rundown. If you ain't know the deal, I bet you know now. This is the rundown. This is the rundown. This is the rundown. If you ain't know the deal, I bet you know now.
Yeah. Y'all know what time it is. Once again, I'd like to welcome you all to the Rundown Sports Podcast. I am your host, CL. And today, I got one of my new contributors coming to y'all live. Coming to you straight off. I like this newfangled Google Plus Hangout thing. I think it's something I'm really about to explore. And I feel like I'm going to grow with. But anyway, to introduce himself.
Hey, what's going on? They call me Diggs. Find me everywhere on there, on Google. That's where I hold down.
What's your name on Google?
Fernando Ostadillo, but, you know, go by Diggs. I put a link where you guys can find me at.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to... You on Twitter?
I'm on Twitter, too. F. Ostadillo, man. Same thing.
Okay, so the same thing everywhere.
Yes, sir.
So y'all know... So, Diggs, why don't you tell the people about yourself? I know, for one, you're a Cowboys fan, but that's kind of pretty much all I know besides the fact that you all the way in Massachusetts.
Yeah, here in Massachusetts, man. Been born and raised football, man. Played football my whole life, man. I still play flag football and everything like that nowadays. I mean, I wish I could have went to college and all that, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But, you know, right. I mean, I've always been infatuated with football, man. Stats, everything. I love it. You know, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say I don't hate any team. Of course, I'm a football fan. You're going to hate certain teams, but I love the sport regardless of which team, whichever.
Are you from Massachusetts?
I mean, I grew up here most of my life. I ain't even from this country, man. I'm from overseas, but I've resided in Massachusetts most of my life.
Where
I was
from?
Born in Germany, man. I'm a citizen of Italy still. Moved out here. You know, I've lived out in New York, Miami, but majority of the time in Massachusetts.
Good. That's pretty interesting. So explain how you get to become a Cowboys fan. And Patriots
coach. You know, everybody asks me this question. You know, what people don't realize is back in the day, when you wanted to watch a football game, you had maybe two to choose from all week. You got your local game and you got the national game. All right, now growing up, mm-hmm. Who was always national? Cowboys. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, right. After a while, I start watching football. I'm watching the Cowboys game. I'm seeing Emmitt Smith. I'm seeing Troy Aikman. I'm seeing all these guys from rookies all the way built up.
There you go. Yeah, whole triplets.
I probably started watching football in like 89, 88, and you've seen these guys progress and get better and better, and you're just like, I fell in love. You know, what can I say?
Mm-hmm. Now, that does happen. That's natural, you know. At least you're not one of those people that's just, you know, hopping on the bandwagon. You was there.
Well, thing even like, and that bothers me when people, like, somebody says they're a Cowboy fan, and like, you a bandwagon. There hasn't been a bandwagon to ride on the Cowboys for the last 20 years.
I'm trying to tell you. That's something that's real underrated when people talk about team allegiance. And it's like, with me, I became a Saints fan because mm-hmm. I came down to Atlanta. Yep. And I just didn't like the Falcons. Like, I was trying to like the Falcons when they went to the Super Bowl. Because that was the year I first moved to Georgia, and they lost. And I was like, yeah. Their franchise looks like a letdown. Mm-hmm. I'm not adopting them. And, like, I don't know, for some reason I gravitated towards some of the players on the Saints. And
Atlanta?
It's just one of them things. Mm-hmm. I was living in Michigan, and mm-hmm. I'm still a Detroit Lions fan. I've always been a Lion fan. Because I was a Barry Sanders fan. I grew up watching him. You know, so it's one of them things where I was captivated by everything. I was going to the training camp because they held it in, I guess, my family's hometown of Saginaw, Michigan, at Saginaw Valley State University. All right, now tell me a little bit about what you said about the Jets training camp.
No, yeah, when I lived out, I used to live out in Hempstead, New York, on Long Island, and that's where Hofstra University was, and that's where they used to have the, like, the Jets open tryouts and everything like that. I used to go over there and check them out. They used to have, like, a training camp or practice there, something like that. I mean, that was before, I think that was before they built the new Meadowlands and everything. But then Hofstra lost their football program, everything, so they stopped going there.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's a little sad.
No, yeah, I mean, a couple people are from Hofstra. I think Marquise Colston, if I'm not mistaken, he was from Hofstra. Huh. Just a couple, like, stars out there that actually came from that school, and they lost their program.
That's crazy, man. And that's Marcus Colston, he's been a contributor for most years up until this year. I don't know where he's at right now.
Well, he was inactive yesterday. I don't know how serious the injury. I don't, you know, when it comes to injuries, if they're not on my fantasy team, I'm not 100% on the injury.
I feel you on that, man. And it's like, you know, Colston, I mean, he's not on my fantasy team, but, you know, my team is the Saints. And I just been looking at him all season, and he hasn't really made a difference anywhere.
Yeah, well, that's the thing with the Saints too. They love mixing the ball up. You know, they love giving it to everybody.
Yeah, but he, like, I've had him on fantasy teams in the past, and it's one of them things where it's like, okay, well, he might not get it the first 5-6 games, but then it's like, you know, right after the bye week, he might come out bust and get him some in real quick. He hasn't had anything, and it's really concerning me. And I'm looking at, you know, the upcoming schedule, and they got a real tough schedule. And it's like Darren Sproles with that concussion.
Yep.
And it's like, you know, I don't know if Jimmy Graham is still 100%.
I think he left yesterday's game. Didn't he, like, leave with a limp yesterday, I thought?
Who, Graham?
Yeah, I thought I saw him. I saw him get a couple touchdowns, but I thought he left.
I don't know. I didn't catch that. Because I know he was still out there toward the end of the game when Drew Brees couldn't get off his back. But I think he was fine other than that.
I mean, you got a couple of emergencies from there. I mean, you got Lance Moore, who's always off and on. And that kid, Kenny Stills, is looking pretty good. You know, so.
Yeah, but, I mean, Marcus Colston is a big target. Like,
absolutely.
It's like he's being phased out by Jimmy Graham. Like, I don't see Marcus Colston being there too much longer because Graham is going to be the guy, because they're going to have to pay Graham in a minute.
Mm-hmm. They're going to have to pay him big money too.
They're going to have to give him a nice chunk of change, and it's really going to make a difference as far as some cap casualties.
When's his rookie contract up? Was it next year?
I believe so.
I think he's got next year, because I think Dez is done this year, and I think that's what they've been pushing on over there in Dallas. I don't know how Dallas is going to keep any of these players.
Hey, they're going to have to keep him. I mean, they're probably going to let Miles Austin walk.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, he's not playing, man. He's starting to look like Darren McFadden or Mike Vick, you know?
Yep.
Great players, I mean, they can be great, but you can't be great when you're not playing, you know?
Right. And you, all right, since you brought that up, I guess we're going to jump a little more deep into the NFC East. Like you said, your Cowboys, they playing my Saints this week. I hope you know you're going to lose this one. Just go ahead and chalk that one up in the loss column.
I think it's going to be a good game, but I don't know, man. I'm going to put it to you like this. If D-Ware playing, it's a win. If he's not, I can see it being a loss.
Oh,
I remember the last time D Ware got hurt. Like, he was almost gonna miss his first game. It was the year that the Saints were undefeated.
Yeah.
And D Ware got carted off the field with a neck injury. People didn't even think he was ever gonna play again. Like, they thought it was that serious.
Next week,
he comes in and he single-handedly defeated the undefeated Saints. I mean, I remember him sacking Brees, getting the fumble, everything, you know?
It was fucking Bush Rod.
Mm-hmm. I mean, somebody like that, you get a player like that, that's a It's a difference maker. Riding
his damn balance issues has cost us some games. And looking at the offensive line with the patchwork, it's saying now it's costing us some games.
I'll be honest, man. I was surprised for the loss to the Jets.
I was not. I absolutely was not surprised whatsoever by the Saints coming away with a loss in New York, because I knew playing outside, I knew that Jets defensive line and the health of the Saints offensive line was going to cost us some points, because I looked at the spread and it was giving the Saints winning by a touchdown. And I was like, if I was a betting man, I would have took those points and went with the Jets, because I knew that the Saints, they come down a little bit outside, and then on top of that, they tend to be, you know, I guess, I don't know. It seems like they don't have the same chemistry when they have any kind of injury on their offensive line, and it hurts.
Yeah. And see, that's going to be the real difference in the game next week. I mean, this Cowboys defense, I mean, they've been riddled with injuries for like the last four seasons. And I mean, it just really depends. I mean, some weeks they show up and some weeks they don't. You know, I mean, even with the starters in.
Right.
You know, I mean, sometimes they can play lights out football, and then some weeks they play like they did against the Broncos, you know, giving up 51 points. It's just can't stop nothing. And then, you know, weeks like with the Eagles and don't even let them score a touchdown.
I don't know, man. So how confident are you in your Cowboys winning the NFC East?
NFC East, confidence on the NFC East? I probably put that at about – I'm pretty confident on that.
Like
– Now the reason being for that, it's just the interdivision. I mean, you got to look. I mean, the Giants, yeah, they've won two games now. They're in a two-game read. But, you know what I mean, who'd they beat? You know, what was it, the Vikings and the Eagles or something like that?
Right, so put it like this. Are you J.R. Smith shooting jumpers confident?
Or I got to be honest, man, not 100% with the basketball references.
Okay, my bad. I was like, you don't know J.R. Smith?
No.
Let me think of another one.
I mean, I want to call him Shaq trying to make a free throw.
Okay, so what about Ray Allen?
Yeah, I know Ray. Yeah. I really feel confident that they're gonna win this one. You know, like.
Okay, so you're Ray Allen at the free throw line, confident.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you got to look. The only competition I really see for them, for the throne in the East, is the Eagles right now. But let's face it. I mean, that team is in shambles right now. Yeah, Nick Foles killed it yesterday. I've said it since the get. The second they put Nick Foles in, I think they're more of a threat. You know, I've said that from the get, but they're not ready yet. You know what I'm saying? And Dallas is showing that. I mean, they own the East right now. I mean, they beat all three of those teams, and convincingly too. It wasn't like just sneaking through. You know, they shut down the Washington Redskins. They shut down the Eagles. I mean, the Giants had a little bit, what, six turnovers in that game? I mean.
Yeah, man. They kind of was trying to give them the game.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They trying to give him the game, but I mean, in all reality, what game hasn't Eli given any other team the game? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, here's the ball five times, see what you can do with it, and I'll get back to you.
Right. You know. You know what I'm saying? It's like, who was I watching? It was like Kansas City one week when they had a bunch of turnovers, and like they put up a whole bunch of points, and it's like, yeah, you're gonna put up a bunch of points when you starting at the 40-yard line, and that's all you got to do to get to a touchdown.
Absolutely. Even with the Kansas City, I think that was the same thing yesterday. I think the Bills could have had that game easily. I mean, what's his name? Tool threw a pick at the 5-yard line.
Bruh, I was so ready for that pick, because I got Kansas City defense as my on my fantasy team. I ain't gonna lie.
They killed it yesterday.
I was like, yes, take that them 6 points off the board and take it the other way. That I needed
exactly,
that one.
And that's exactly because I was watching the Red Zone channel. I see them at the 5-yard line. I see 10-3. I'm like, all right, so it's gonna be 17-3. Then, you know, Kansas City might be in trouble. I turn back, it's 10-10. I'm like, what the hell happened? You know, it's just. I'm not saying teams are lucky in that sense, but it's just, you know, without these certain bad teams playing as bad as they do, certain teams wouldn't even have as many wins as they do.
It's, but it's crazy you say that, because you got, it's like you go in like in history and how many teams just like went to the Super Bowl off the fact that they was just getting crazy turnovers.
Patriots.
Patriots then done it. I ain't gonna lie, that year the Saints went, we had a whole lot of turnovers. Like Tracy Porter and Darren Sharper, they was picking the ball off left and right.
But that's what they say, man. Your defenses win championships, man. And that's, you know, that's something I, like last year when the Cowboys didn't make it to the playoffs, I wasn't mad about it, man. When I saw them playing against the Washington Redskins, I'm like, even if we make it, it's going to be another one and out. You know what I'm saying? There's no way they're going to win a playoff game with this defense and the way they op. I mean, at the end of that Washington game, I think our starting wide receiver was Cole Beasley because everybody else was hurt. Dez Bryant, Miles Austin, Dwayne Harris, and Ogletree were all hurt in that game.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know, so, I mean, I was watching that game. I'm like, rough. I don't care if we win or lose. I mean, there's no point if we win, you know?
Right. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about the other teams that's in the division, and then we're going to kind of gloss them over and kind of transition. The Washington Redskins got a win.
Yeah, it's another nice win, too. I mean, another overtime win. What is that, like the third overtime game this year?
I want to say so.
Yeah. I mean, I saw RG3. One thing that stuck out in that game was RG3 going for a run where he jumped over a guy and got...
about RG3.
No, but he got flipped upside down and got knocked off. You know what I'm saying? He keeps running like that. He's going to get hurt again, man.
Well, you're a football player, man. You really can't help it. It's just instinct. Hey, before we go any further, Jimmy Graham's contract is up this year.
It's this year it's done, so they got to pay him this year.
They're going to have to pay him. So I'm looking for the cap casualty any day.
Yeah, so they're going to have to make a trade or drop somebody.
Yeah, they'll work it out. I already know. Somebody's, like I said, Colson will probably bite the dust and get traded for a fifth-round pick, six or something. Let's see. But yeah, I just had to throw that out there because I seen that. Now, and that's like you said, Dez Bryant's contract.
Yeah, they're gonna have to renew him too.
That's one of them things that's definitely gonna put them in the way. I see what you're talking about. Yeah, they're in trouble.
Well, yeah, Dallas is in trouble right now as is because they got I mean, right now, if they kept everybody on the team as is, as contract, I think they're over like $20 million on the cap next year anyways. So I don't know how they're going to do it or how they're even going to maneuver it. I really don't even see how they're going to do it. But Jerry Jones, I will give him credit on that. He does figure it out every year. He figures that stuff out every year.
That's crazy. Well, like I said, them Redskins, I don't really have high expectations for them going forward. They'll probably be in the same range, 7-9, 8-8. Let me see.
You don't think the Redskins will be 8-8 by the end of the season?
They probably will be. They'll probably be 8-8, maybe 7-9, just because I don't know, some Shanahanigans, just like what happened yesterday. You know, you just never know. We got to see what it's really hitting for this year, because. One thing I know is Mike Shanahan likes to alienate people.
Well, he's weird. I mean, what was it? 2 weeks ago, you had Roy Helu killing it with, like, what, 3-4 touchdowns. And then you had this fullback going off yesterday.
Like, 3 touchdowns today. Like, you don't like your running backs? Like, you know, forget the fantasy owners. Like, these your dudes, that's your running backs, and you're not giving them the rock at the goal line. Like, is that just...
I know. Alfred Moore should be getting the shots. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy. I don't understand that guy.
It's like the same thing with Shiano and Fieldman for Washington. Not Washington, Miami. It's like you got these. You know, they finally started running Lamar Miller over here in Miami.
Right.
You know, and finally he gets what, like a 100-something yard game. It's just like,
hey, shout out Matthew Berry on that one.
Yeah, I believed him. I drafted Lamar Miller. I think with my fourth or third pick. I had faith in the kid, but they never gave him the ball. I was sitting there.
I wasn't stepping nowhere near that. I was not.
You weren't big on him? You weren't big on Lamar?
I mean, I wasn't. I'm big on him, but I wasn't big on his situation.
Yeah, no. I mean, I figured they were just done with Daniel Thomas. I mean, they've had to get the kid there behind Bush, behind Ricky Williams, everybody, and they never gave the kid a shot. I'm like, they ain't never going to give this kid a shot. So I figured the new blood was going to get the shot.
And yeah, well, it is what it is down there. I don't understand the Dolphins or anything they do because, like, you know, they just – I don't know if it's the fact they come from Green Bay and they just kind of remixing the formula down there.
Yeah.
But, you know, the fact that they went with Tannehill so early in the draft just tells me they're doing something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they know what they're doing, though.
I give him credit on that win against Cincy, man.
That was crazy.
That defense stepped up. They stepped up, and they shut Dalton down, man. I actually started him over Luck this week because, you know, I thought he was going to continue.
Mm-hmm.
And, bro, that was disappointing.
I bet it was.
That was disappointing. I might lose this week because of that, but damn. On a side note, another person I left on my bench was Riley Cooper. What was that about?
I don't know, bro. Like, hey, man. I don't know if Nick Foles just had a little more time to kick it with Riley Cooper since nobody else likes him.
Well, that's the thing. Like, when Nick Foles got the starting job over Vic, I picked up Riley Cooper because normally the backup string, you know, they practice with like the third or fourth string wide receivers.
Exactly.
So they have a little bit more of a rapport, but I put him in, I think, the week before. He didn't do much. I mean, Golden Tate had a huge game the week before, so I'm like, all right, let me throw Golden Tate in. Yeah. And Riley Cooper's killing all my guys. He killed Dez. He killed all my guys. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
That's how I be rolling sometimes. But yeah, there go your fantasy advice for the day. Well, I guess we forgot about the Giants. Anything relevant to do with the Giants, or can we just move on?
I mean, I'll just mention that they got Andre Brown. Was it Andre Brown coming back this week? I believe. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to really roll with him, if he's going to be. I personally think Jacobs should be the guy right now. I mean, he proved to be better than all they got. You know, but I don't know if Brown's ready. I don't know if he's going to be 100% in that game. But they need something. They need a spark, and they need it from somewhere.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know what they're planning to do, but, I mean, they're still talking that they're going to win the division, this and that. I mean, it's good to have confidence, but you got to have a certain sense of reality, too.
Okay. So we went a little long on that. let's talk a little bit about the AFC West, because when I was talking to you earlier, you was naming some of the storylines, and it kind of keyed in on the AFC West. Thoughts and prayers to the Fox family, for one, for everything he's going through. But I don't really think you're going to lose too much while he's away, because Jack Del Rio's been a head coach. He hasn't been a very successful, but he did have a little run in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, let's face it, man. Belichick could coach Jacksonville. I don't think they could save that situation.
You really couldn't. Like, the roster was just trash. They really didn't want to sign the free agents that they needed to sign. Kind of settling on some people. And
no O-line. I mean, the defense is
nothing.
So.
So, you know, but besides that, Jack Del Rio has enough experience up there that he knows how to right the ship. And you could just forget about the offense because it's on autopilot.
Yeah, I mean, MJD's not the man he used to be. They got no quarterback. Let's put it out there. Cecil Shorts is good, and then Blackman has a problem. So
I'm talking about the Broncos.
Oh, when you got Manning behind the wheel, I mean, that's all you need. I mean, you really don't need a coach for him. He can just sit there and call the plays.
Right. So, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't really see the Broncos taking any type of slip. So they'll probably just be rolling. We'll really see what's going on when it's time to see the Chiefs. The Chiefs
next week,
for
right?
real? Like, we had this on the last podcast, and I asked my man Slim, Diggs, I'm asking you, are the Chiefs for real?
That's a tough question. I mean, you got to look at who they've beaten. I mean, out of all the people they've beaten, let's see, they've got the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. They got, hold on, I'm going to pull up their schedule right quick. You got the Chiefs right here.
I'm like, you do know they were just 2-14.
They were 2-14, but let's Alex Smith, everybody hates on him. They call him a game manager, everything like that. That's fine. I mean, yeah, he may not be the most superstar quarterback.
Dude makes plays.
This kid is good. And dude, you know, I always felt he always got the bad deal. I mean, look, when he was in San Fran, he went through how many head coaches, how many offensive coordinators, and they never kept him with one scheme. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
The kid can never get used to anything. But yeah, so you got the Chiefs, and they've beaten two winning teams so far.
Okay.
I mean.
So, but like, what about? Read me off the teams that they've beaten so far.
You got the Jaguars.
Okay.
Cowboys, Philly, Giants, the Titans, the Raiders, Texans, Cleveland, and Bills. Out of that list, I wouldn't say that's a very impressive resume right there.
Now, it's not, but the fact that they're coming where they came from, a game like versus the Texans, that's you would think that's a 50-50 game.
You would think that, but then you got to look over at the Texans and see the situation that they're in right now. You got pretty much, I think they got their new quarterback in Case Keenum, but whatever Schaub's problem was, I mean, that carried over all the way till, I mean, look, they're still losing right now. They had another collapse this week. You know what I'm saying? It's just, there's something there with that team that is not the same Texans. I mean, the Raiders have showed flashes of good, you know. Tennessee Titans, I think Fitzpatrick was starting that week. So, I mean, it's like I said, I'm not taking anything away from the Chiefs because they're doing what they're supposed to do. They're winning the games. Right. You know what I'm saying? They're finishing the games, but.
So, all right, we'll go micro with it. Do you think their defense is for real? Because I've heard people say that it's the best defense of all of football.
In this season, yes. All time history, no. But I definitely think that this is the best defense in the NFL right now. Absolutely. I mean, look, they're causing the turnovers. They're taking it. You know, like they were showing the highlights from the Bills game last night. I mean, I'm not gonna say that the plays that they made on defense were spectacular. I think it was more that it was really bad offensive plays that caused those turnovers. But you got to give the defense credit and tell, you know, they had the awareness to get those interceptions. You know, even though they were bad throws to their defender. I mean, I've seen defenders on other teams just drop passes right to them. You know what I'm saying? And then the awareness of Tamba Ali when he picked up that fumble and ran it into the end zone. I mean, that's discipline and awareness that you can't really teach that to people. You know what I'm saying? That's just something you're born with. Mm. That awareness and just know what you got to do and take care of business. And that's what they're doing, man. I mean, at the end of the day, that's why that matters. And that defense is the real deal. Offensive side, I mean, look, I played Alex Smith this week in my fantasy. I was happy as hell. He only got 5 points.
But, oh, yeah. You know, he's not going to ball out for you no other week. You just got to wait on the turn up. I see what you're saying, like, because I'm looking at their schedule now, and I'm and like Cowherd says, go with the quarterbacks that they played. And I see where you could get that, and then I'm looking at the second half of their schedule. It's like they got Manning twice,
and then Andrew Luck.
They got Andrew Luck. Then they got RG3.
I definitely think their second half of their schedule is much tougher.
And then they got Terrell Pryor.
Yeah, and that's a dude. I mean, he can be the Terrell Pryor that gets a 93 touchdown on one play.
Kansas City defense is too fast. He's not going to get away with a lot of that. I noticed that because, you know, I play Madden.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's one thing that transitions from reality to the game is, like, if your defense is fast, you won't get as much of that option popping off like, you know, like RG3 was last year because
I think the league in general shut down that option read pretty well this year. That option read is not a big factor this year.
Well, I really think that's just more of the play calling. I don't really think people are trying to get their quarterbacks blown up. And on top of that, they're just not trying to make it seem like they're dependent on it. They kind of just want it to be a threat. But I feel like Kaepernick, though, as big as he is, he should be running a little bit more. And then I see RG3 doing it, but he hands the ball off. He doesn't even attempt to, like, make the read and run, because sometimes it's a good option for him to run. He just don't do it. So it's, that's one thing that is, you know, it's, I think, a combination of things going on at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, Kansas City, they have an opportunity to go. I mean, I could see them going undefeated, but I mean, they got three really tough games that I really don't see them getting past, just because, I mean, even look at some of the games that they have won. It's not like against some of the, like, the, I'm not saying that
NBC already, I mean, to cut you off, NBC's already flexed in to the Kansas City Denver game.
To Sunday night, yeah.
It's already on Sunday night.
That's the biggest game next week, absolutely, you know. Not next week, but the week after. But, yeah, I mean, it comes down to, if they can beat these teams, I definitely think they'll take a run at it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
At the bowl, but I really just don't see them doing it, just because, like I said, you look at some of the ways they beat some of these lesser teams, it wasn't really convincing, I guess you could say. It was like, you know, they slipped by a couple of these teams. I mean, I'm not saying Dallas is, like, the best team in the league. I mean, they almost had them, you know what I'm saying? They almost had them. I think the Tennessee Titans, was that a close game? I don't remember that one for sure. I know there was a couple other close games.
They had some turnovers, and it ended up putting them over the top. I've been watching Kansas City because, like I said, I have their defense, so I'm really trying to see, is their defense for real, and they just keep creating turnovers. Mm-hmm. And I think the thing that does hold them back is Alex Smith, but at the same time, he's keeping them in the games.
Oh, absolutely. So, but that's what you need.
But to me, it's like he can make some plays, but it's almost like, when I'm saying that, I feel like I'm defying a game manager.
Yeah, well, that's honestly, like, I don't like to call them game managers, because at the end of the day, I mean, that's, regardless of your game manager, that's what you're supposed to do, man. You're supposed to make sure the team wins. You know, if you can get them to win, that was your job. You did it. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
To be called a game manager, it's really not a bad thing. I mean, you manage the win. That's what it comes down to, you know? Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, like, I look at the Texans game. They won by a point, you know? I mean, Cleveland Browns were in that game. They could have came back and won that one. I mean, it's – they're definitely finishing the games, but I just see, like, just a little bit of change of fate, one less interception by the other team, one little less mistake. You know, and they can lose these games easily. It's just that they're capitalizing on the mistakes, and that's one thing the other teams have to realize. If they don't make the mistakes, they got a chance to beat them all day.
Exactly, and like, that's one thing I be telling people about when you're playing Tom Brady. It's like, when you're playing Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, you can't make mistakes. If you do, you're done. You can't, like, when the Falcons played them that week and they kicked. They were supposed to kick the field goal, and they went for it, and they didn't get it on fourth down or at the end of the half, and it ended up costing them later on in the game because they needed a field goal, and it was too late.
Yeah.
But
you gotta play your best football against these kind of teams, because I mean, like you said, they're not most impressive with the quarterbacks or anything, but they'll definitely make you pay for it in the long run. But yeah, with that said, I mean, you got to look over at the Broncos now too. I mean, with the Fox situation, I mean, is it going to be a big difference? And I mean, Del Rio, like you said, he's a good coach and all, but it really depends on the scheme. Even with Peyton Manning control of the offense,
right?
I'm really excited for that game, because I think it's really going to give a definition of both teams. You know what I'm saying?
It will. It really will. We'll really see who, like, in this first go around, who has the stronger part to their game plan. Is the defense around Kansas City ready to take on a monster of a quarterback like Peyton Manning? Because this is a big game. And one thing that I see about Peyton Manning is, in big games, his knees buckle a little bit.
Absolutely. So I mean,
we gotta watch for it.
Regular season champ, you know, and then pro season, he's not the best, you know?
Yep.
I mean, but then you even got to look up. You got to look over at him at the Jaguars game the Broncos had. I mean, that was probably his worst performance of the year, I believe.
I don't know what that was. One of those games. That's an any given Sunday game.
Yeah, that's a trap game. You know what I'm saying? That's one of those trap games.
But hey, Fernando, we're going to go ahead and wrap this one up.
Yeah, definitely, man.
We was running a little long, but how you feeling your first go round on the Rundown Podcast?
Oh, it feels good, man. I can do this all day long, man. Like I said, man, football all day.
And messing with you, now I know kind of how to use this hangout tool. I'm finna mess around with it, and we're gonna really get live with it, see if we can get more people involved in.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Yeah, like I'm telling you, man, I can teach you a lot with this. And even like little game day hangouts and everything, it's good knowledge, getting different points of views and everything from people too, you know. Because like, even with you, like I was saying earlier with about the John Fox situation, when you brought up the Manning thing, I'm like, you know what? I forgot to even realize that Manning's most likely going to be in control of the offense still, you know.
Already.
So, yeah, you know.
So yeah, man. So look forward to be doing this again. I thank everybody for joining, and if you want to get in contact with me, you can get me at CL Palmer on Google Plus, at CL The Main Event on Twitter, at The Rundown Sports on Twitter, same thing on Google Plus. You can even call in to the show or shoot us a text about whatever's on your mind at 385-98-LEGO. Put that out. That's 385-985-3446. And just leave your take on whatever it is that we're talking about, or something that you feel like the people need to know about. And with that said, you got anything else you want to tell the people?
Nah, man, just look forward to another great week of football at this point, you know?
All right, and since we're getting this one out so early in the week, we'll probably come back again and do another one toward the end of the week.